Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Settle back in your chairs today because we've been able to bring on a frequent guest on the show with a very big announcement. Mr. Wayne Gashkarian, if you're in the insurance space at all or in the space that's sort of surrounded with insurance, you know Wayne. He's a real leader in the space. He, of course, is the president of Dilling Consulting. And he's the senior advisor of something that's very close to my heart, the Association of Entrepreneurship. And through the association, there's a brand new program that Wayne and his team are introducing. When I saw the program and he laid it out for me, I said, Wayne, I need to bring you on the show. This is so exciting. And when you see the program called My Primary Care, you're going to say exactly what I said the first time I saw it, which is, how can you make this work? How does this happen? This sounds too good to be true. So I'm so happy to have Wayne on the show again today to talk about it. Wayne, welcome back to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Well, thank you so much for having me talk about something that we're really passionate about today.
You've done it again with this My Primary Care. When I saw the brochure, I flipped my lid. I loved it so much. I showed it immediately to my wife, and I started thinking about how I could incorporate it into some of the other businesses that I've invested in and that I own. But before we get into it, we're going to kind of dangle a little carrot here. Let's talk a little bit about Dilling Consulting. Introduce yourself to the people that maybe haven't heard of you before, and then we'll get into it.
Well, thank you. Dilling Consulting is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been affiliated with the insurance industry for the last 48 years now. So boy, have I seen a lot of changes in healthcare and insurance and those kind of things. And we're also the consultant for the Association for Entrepreneurship. You know, the gig economy is exploding, as you know. And in fact, it's projected to be 100 million people in 2027. So, you know, there's so many part-timers out there, people working multiple jobs. You know, their incomes are being stripped away with inflation today. And so we're kind of the mini version of AARP for the gig economy. And we provide resources, networking, and education to this discipline. And we're excited to participate in probably the fastest growing segment in the country.
Yeah, it's a great segment. Of course, the insurance industry throughout its history has been known as a slow moving industry. But Wayne, what you've been able to do through the Association of Entrepreneurship as the senior advisor and now bringing out this My Primary Care program for not only people in the gig economy, but throughout the economy as well is really, really amazing. You've been working on it for a while, but when I look at the platform that you've built, and I've seen the platform, and thank you for sharing that with me, it's really an impressive sort of quick to market platform. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the My Primary Care program, the one that got me so excited to get on the phone with you. Of course, I know your phone number, so I called you immediately to come back on the show to talk about.
Well, you know, it really originated from my mother and her caregiver. You know, caregivers like home health care workers and many other workers that are in that $18 to $30 an hour range and what they're really going through in terms of trying to access care. You know, their deductibles are high if they have medical insurance. Many of them can't afford it. Even if they have it, they have to wait weeks and weeks to get into a doctor, primary care. They go to urgent care, could cost them hundreds of dollars. So what we did is we focus grouped folks that are, you know, typically making under $50,000 a year, which is a lot. There's a lot of people out there and their biggest pain points and how can we deliver care to them and a solution. So hence, My Primary Care is really built organically from the very people that are going to buy it and use it.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, you've become known throughout the industry as a person that can take a complicated issue and, of course, simplify it in a way that people understand. So let's talk about it. Let's take it from A to Z. Let's talk about some of the highlights of My Primary Care. Let's talk about these price points that are really remarkable. And then we'll talk about how you're even able to put this together.
Well, because the association is so large, we've been able to bring down the cost You know, cost today is so critical to the consumer. You know, one of the problems today is, especially after Obamacare, is so many primary care doctors, family medicine, internal medicine, whatever you want to call it, either retired, sold their practice, or just say, give me $300 a month and you could call me 24/7. So what it did is it took a lot of primary care away from the patients out there. And so we created a telemedicine program that not only covers acute, but also primary care. Those people that are diabetic, COPD, arthritis, where they're constantly having to interact with a physician on a regular basis for their wellness. So we provide that at zero cost, meaning they could call as many times as they want and there's completely no out-of-pocket. The next thing related to care, and I call it the elephant in the room, are the drugs. The drugs have become, how many stories have we heard about people choosing between food and their medications? So here's what we did. Instead of having a typical discount card that gives you discounts at the pharmacy, we've included 125 of the most popular acute medications when you're sick for free. No charge. You go to the pharmacy, they dispense the medication, $0 out of pocket. Also, we turned around and took 400 of the most popular generic drugs through a mail order program, $0 out of pocket. So it's a mail order program. All you pay is a $9 shipping and handling fee, regardless of the number of medications. So we didn't stop there. We also included the vision service plan for your eye care needs, which is so important. Allstate ID protection that provides up to $500,000 reimbursement. A legal plan. My neighbor's got 10 dogs, 3 cats, 2 chickens, and they're driving me crazy. And you want to talk to a lawyer, you could talk to a lawyer for 30 minutes. And if you need them more, they provide you a 25% discount. That's also included. That's a $25 value by itself. But we also can't forget the rest of the family, and it's our pets. Pet care is also really expensive. So we included PetAssure, which includes 2,500 veterinarians around the country to give a 25% discount for neutering and spaying, hospitalization, office calls, lab work, and all of the things that go along with taking care of your cats and dogs and other animals. This program, which is well over $100 value, we offer through the membership at $24.99 a month. And by the way, if you want to include yourself and your entire family, it's $40 a month. That is over $100 value to get access to doctors, medications, vision care, Allstate ID, legal, pet for $24.99 a month. Now, the exciting part is if you want to add a discount dental plan through the Aetna Dental Network, it takes it to $40 a month and $60 for the entire family. Now, if those of you who want some mental health counseling and access with a $50 out-of-pocket, and you know that going to a counselor today could be $150, $200, and $250 per visit. This is a $50 out-of-pocket per visit, and that membership is at $60 a month or $80 for your whole family. We've made this amazingly affordable, not any more than your Netflix account, and we're excited to help a lot of people get care, get medication, have access to these programs.
Wow, it's phenomenal. And of course, when we talk about people, we talk about people in the gig economy, and any person, they need three things. They need a good attorney, they need a good financial advisor, and they need a good primary care physician. And with this program, they get a primary care physician through the telemed program. And then when we add in the drugs that are offered and the vision plan, this ID protection, so important right now so that people don't steal your ID, they get a legal protection plan. Of course, we have pets, as you know, and you get a pet plan, and then you can add additional plans, dental plans, mental health plans. I mean, for such a small amount of money. So the question is, you mentioned it earlier that you have such a number of people in the Association for Entrepreneurship. You're able to offer this at such a low price. But for people hearing this the first time, they're saying, I still am a little wondering about this. I mean, how many of these gig economy people do you think are going to reach out and want this plan? Because to me, it seems like they all would need it.
Absolutely. You know, even with insurance today, if you're on Obamacare or an employer plan, you know, when I got in the industry, $100 deductible was a lot of money back in 1977. Today, many people have thousands of dollars of out-of-pocket before they reach their deductible. Even their co-pays are expensive. But, you know, you look at, we want to provide care not only to the family, but, you know, everybody talks about pet insurance. Pet insurance is not cheap. My daughter had a pet plan that was over $100 a month for her three cats. This is included in the $24.99. Many people have legal plans that cost $20 and $25 a month. This is all included for $24.99. What the reason we price this the way it is to do two things. One, we can easily price this at almost $100 a month. We want more people to have access to care. We want to help tens of thousands of people. And we understand what people are going through right now with inflation. Their wages are being eroded. And we feel that this price point gives more people more help, not only for themselves, but their pets, their legal, and all these other benefits. And that's why we priced it the way we did.
I love it. I know you're between calls. I caught you between calls, but I was so excited to have you on the show. Two more questions for you. Number one, if I'm a gig economy person, let's say I'm an Uber driver, can I sign up directly, number one? And then number two, I would imagine the big gig economy companies, whether it's Uber or Postmates or what have you, would want to reach out to you to offer this to their gig economy participants, right?
Absolutely. Or, you know, employees today that are working are also in the gig economy. And we have many employers like home health care. You know, for them to provide insurance benefits at $400, $500, $600 a month is just unaffordable. They look at this $24.99 program where they get the telemedicine, the drugs, and all these other benefits. It's affordable where the employer can contribute to it. So there's so many applications to this. And how they can sign up is to go to myprimarycare.com. It has all the, you can look up your drugs. You can look up the veterinarians that are on the plan. We're excited. Actually, we've had so much excitement when we added the pet plan to it. You know, people love their pets as much as they love their families. And pet care is really expensive.
Yeah, it really is. We just had to take our little Louie to the emergency room. Pet care, thank God he's okay. But boy, oh boy, those fees really can add up into the hundreds and the thousands. Before I let you go, one last question. I promise. I want you to give back to the entrepreneurial community because we will have entrepreneurs, gig economy people watching the show. Maybe they're hitting a tough time. Maybe they're hitting a tough time in their journey and their entrepreneurial approach. Could you share some thoughts on what it takes to get through a tough time and keep on pushing as an entrepreneur? And then I promise to let you go and get on all those calls of everybody calling into you today.
Thank you so much. I would say the single most important thing when you're self-employed, gig worker, entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it, is self-discipline. It's getting up in the morning, grinding it out, and success is a series of failures. And that's just, it's the way it was, whether regardless of any entrepreneur, any successful business, they had a series of failures and ups and downs. But you have to have that self-discipline of getting up in the morning, turning on that computer, and grinding it out every day to get to your success. And that contributes to my success. And that's what my dad taught me. And that's exactly what I've done.
I love it. Anybody wants to reach out to Wayne, he's up at 5 a.m. on the treadmill, getting going for his day. He's always available. Wayne, I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show to introduce the My Primary Care program. I'm kind of looking at this as a worldwide exclusive. So thank you for giving that to us. And we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you very much. And well, Andy, thanks for your time today.